Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, you got intern Joe. It's Friday, and we're just...
On those
really tasty good vibes. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. 585-252-9800. Where's all our friends at this morning?
Amy from SOTUS sliding right in. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are better today. Getting back to the YMCA and into routine. After lifed me last month. Have a great weekend, guys, and happy early birthday, Breezy. Thank you so much. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven.
Yeah.
Vibes are way up for Friday. Great job this week, everyone. We're so proud of you. Love you both so much. Hope you have an amazing weekend and happy birthday, Breeze. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nico and Steve.
Come back Monday.
Yeah,
on
you guys.
Official day.
Yeah, come through. We don't have any gift cards for you guys this time around, but you should come through.
Come through. Oh, hi, Joe.
Morning, Breeze.
What up?
Intern Joe, let me tell you why my vibes are up this morning, because you brought us Dunkin', and it was very sweet of you. First time you've ever done that.
Yeah, I figured
Last day.
As well do the intern thing and bring everyone coffee, right?
He's going to send us a Venmo request.
No, literally.
After this show.
It's so classic.
Like,
is this like your last day? Kind of.
Officially, but I'll be here for your birthday on Monday.
Thank God. I can't,
that's sweet.
I can't even do anything without you, so it's fine. Perfect.
I've gotten a hold of 4 places in town that all make pizza. I was like, Monday morning, 9 o'clock. We can't do it. Our hands are tied.
No,
I'm like, all right,
really?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God. But I would rather just
I'm going to make it, and it's going to be made with love, and it's going to be made with a secret recipe.
Okay.
But it's going to be delicious. Do you want stuffed crust, or do you not want
it? It's not going to be edible. It's not going to be edible at all.
I make a really good pie, Breeze.
Do you?
Yeah, and it's my grandma's recipe, my Sicilian grandmother.
Are you making it in the microwave? Where's the pizza oven?
Well, I was gonna make it the night before, wake up early, warm it up in the oven, and bring it in. It's a lot of admin.
Yeah, that's
like I'm saying it now, but come Monday, I'll be like, ugh. Here's pizza bagels.
Ugh, I gotta wake up for Breezy's birthday.
I know.
Listen, you're gonna have to help me out. There's a lot we need to do.
There's a lot that needs to
be done.
We gotta
get the billboard ready to go out on 490.
I thought we were keeping that a secret.
Yeah.
It's an every year thing.
it's very
important.
She wants it to be.
No, I know. We did have it 1 year and it was a dream.
It was
a dream. So
that was your.
20.
It wasn't even her 30th.
9th. My 29th.
It was her 29th birthday. What's up with you? You got a spray tan yesterday.
I got a spray. I'm just living, laughing, loving. I have a lot going on this weekend. Vibes are high. Even though I didn't sleep last night, I woke up at 3 a.m., couldn't go back to sleep.
Sorry,
yeah, it was
Bruce.
A lot. But it's fine. It's fine, I guess.
It's going to be a great day, but it's going to be an even better weekend. You guys want to play round three of how much money did Moose spend at Wegmans yesterday?
Oh, God.
Of course we do.
Yesterday was 4 items.
So what are we up to total for the week?
Four items yesterday. It's not as much as you might think, but go ahead, Breezy. Take a stab at it.
51.
All right, let's break it down, though. Monday was $92. Tuesday was $55. You hit that on the head. And then let's get to today. Keep going a little bit more.
More?
Keep going a little bit more.
For 4 items?
Wow.
$67.
Nope, less.
55 again?
Keep going a little bit more.
56.
Yeah, that's right, 56.
You need help.
What could you buy 4 items
yeah,
for $56?
Can you start bringing the receipts in?
Well, it's more of like the nutrition, vitamins, minerals, stuff like that. Fish.
I don't. Okay, wait.
Vitamins are expensive. Protein powder is expensive.
You said 92.
Because the other day I bought those creatine gummies. Those are $40.
$103 or $203 just this week alone. And it's not even over. And you don't even have groceries. So.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but my...
And he's still
no,
going out,
groceries.
No, he's still going out to eat every night. Okay.
No, I haven't gone out once this week out to eat. By the way, my credit score is through the roof. Because why? Because I'm doing so well.
Because you're maxing out credit cards. That's why.
I'm doing so well.
You're doing well for yourself, Moose.
No, you're not doing well. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about the Amerks because they're crushing it right now, and I'm so very proud of them.
So proud. So proud.
I hope eventually the Red Wings get there too. But
they'll get there. They'll get
I
there.
I feel like they will. But we'll talk about all the great things the Amerks are doing. And they just absolutely crushed Syracuse yesterday. What a feel-good feeling. Are you a hockey player? You're a swimmer.
I'm not a hockey player, but I like watching it.
Hockey fan.
Hockey fan.
You're a hockey fan. I've always looked at myself as a player.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
your
thank
mascot.
You. We'll
talk. Thank you.
Phoenix White Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. Guys, the Amerks are absolutely crushing it right now. How could you not be proud of them? Right? They advanced to the North Division Final after sweeping the Syracuse Crunch in a 3-game series. They absolutely crushed them. And it's just awesome. It's awesome when you see your team just defeat another team. And the sadness and defeat in the eyes of the opposing team is so fulfilling, is it not?
Oh my God, it's dark. It's very dark.
Just watching.
Like, I want to see them cry. Like,
you
oh
do.
My God.
You do. And they absolutely went there, and they had their. They were ready to play. They were. They secured a 4-0 victory, and I just have to say that Devin Levi, the 23-year-old goalie, is a total G. This guy allowed just 2 goals in the series, 90 saves. Hopefully I'm saying his name right. I've only seen him play twice, but the kid has got a bright future ahead of him. This kid can play goalie, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why the Sabres kept him on a 2-way contract.
I heard that.
We're like, hey, we need some help.
See ya.
I grew up playing soccer, but secretly I have always thought of myself as a hockey player.
It's not.
Did you ever play hockey?
Can you ice skate?
Well, my parents, they put me on skates once when I was 9. Took about 5 minutes before they were like, nope,
That was that open.
So not a hockey player. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
not a hockey player. Not
secretly.
Also, he was like wearing figure skates.
What's the difference?
Are you kidding? Yeah, you're definitely not a hockey player.
The curve of the blade.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it has to do with the curve of the blade.
The figure skaters like wear like boots with like a sharp
with the
blade. And then the hockey players wear like etnies with a curved blade that they can just maneuver around.
It's figure skating skates are mostly flat blades. Hockey skates are curved.
They're curved, yes. They're
curved. Bop around. But a real hockey player would know that. You know what I mean?
No, of course. I'm not calling myself a real hockey player. I just secretly have always really wanted to play.
He fantasizes about being a hockey player. Nice. That's what he's trying to say.
Nice. It has got to be the most difficult sport anyone can play. I mean, how much equipment are you actually putting on? That stuff weighs you down. And then to just be on skates like that, effortlessly... just gliding through the ice, it's impressive to watch, man.
I disagree.
Yeah. I would say water polo's way.
I was going to say,
are you out of your mind?
Water polo and swimming are both harder.
You're literally trying to keep your head above water to survive.
Fine. And you're also trying to do the whole thing, athletic feat without oxygen.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I can't compare water polo with hockey. I mean, hockey's a way tougher sport.
No,
you
not.
Have to have maybe more endurance in the pool. I will give you that. But as far as when it comes to playing hockey, no.
You could not.
That's the hardest sport.
You couldn't tread water for 10 minutes.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't. Without
Moose, I don't think you realize how long 10 minutes is.
Bro, I was a swimmer in high school.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I swam.
He swam from the shallow end to the other shallow end.
Listen, I understand you were a swimmer. I get that. I get that. But most of my friends got full rides and scholarships. I helped train them.
Right.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
We love a caddy. All right.
Coming up on the show, my 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and my stomach is in knots. Is it bad I'm feeling this way, considering the boy she is dating he's a good kid? I just have a really bad feeling. I don't know if anyone else has ever felt this way, the same way our girl Mia from Greece is feeling right now, but she sent us this message earlier this week. We want to see if we can give her some advice for an all-new Parental Confidential, and just do a check-in, you know? How many of you have suggestions or can maybe point her in the right direction? We'll get to her message coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy Friday. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and my stomach is in knots. That's the message we got from Mia from Greece. And she writes and says, guys, I love you, but please be easy on me. Try not to crack too many jokes. I can't tell how I should be feeling right now about this situation, but would love to hear from others. So if you guys have suggestions this morning, or if you've been in Mia's shoes, please let us know. 585-252-9800 is the number. Here's the message she sent a couple days ago. She says, so I was hoping people might be able to help me understand myself. My stomach's in knots. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and I'm sick over it. Even though he's a good kid. She's smart, she's responsible, respectful. She does incredibly well in school. She's heavily involved in extracurricular activities. She's got a part-time job. She pays a lot for her own stuff. Her boyfriend is kind of the male version of her. Comes from a decent family, also works part-time. His parents seem good, like, decent. They all get along and appear to have a healthy family. He's not religious like they are. But I saw this coming a few weeks ago based on the way she was talking about him. They've been friends for a couple of years now, and they made it official this last week over text, because this is 2025, and that's what teens do. Mm. I haven't been able to see too many red flags on my end, but I just feel some type of way about this. Why? Has anyone else dealt with this crippling anxiety when their child fell into their first relationship? Thanks for reading my message, Moose and Breezy.
She's panicking.
Well, I think what's happening is she's just scared that, you know, her kid is growing up. And that's what really is giving you the anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's how most parents feel the day of their child's wedding, right?
Yeah.
It's time to let you
go. Like, it's like hitting you super hard.
My baby's growing up.
Also, I mean, teen pregnancy is real. Although the statistics are down, it is real. So that's also a fear. Hopefully you didn't.
That's probably a conversation.
Hopefully you didn't think about that until I just brought that up.
Well, that's probably a conversation she's dreading having with her 16-year-old too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know they do a good job in making sure that people know about how to avoid that.
Stop that.
But.
Who's, you know, they?
Health teachers. Class, school. Yeah. I mean, they try, I guess. But it also is like so awkward that a lot of these kids like tune it out.
Well, were you
like, ew, stop it, Mrs. Glover. Ew.
Mrs. Glover. Okay, let me ask you something. This is all kidding aside, would you have paid attention more in sex ed in school, or paid more attention to your parents giving you the sex talk?
School.
Why?
It's less awkward. I don't know that woman. I'll never see her again. I have to see my mom every day.
I mean, mostly just because they're going to be like super professional and not feel weird about it because they've given the talk a million times.
And you have to take a test on it, so you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you do. Did you ever get the sex talk from your parents?
No.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
Nah.
They just were like, don't end up with a kid when you're not ready for it. And I was like,
okay.
Good talk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of like my dad. Knocks on the door. Hey, keep it in your pants. And that was it.
It must be way different for boys.
You know, it depends. I know some friends that were very uncomfortable having that conversation with their mom. Let's go over to Andrea, who's texting in first. She goes, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Andrea. My 4-year-old is next to me and listening to this right now, and it's making me start having a panic attack about her growing up. Well, you know, she's gonna grow up.
Listen, you got time. You got plenty of time.
She's only 4, but I understand. Yeah. Katie says, not many parents love the idea of their teens dating. But at the same time, you wouldn't want to rob your kid of that experience. In addition to letting her know you're always there, yeah, I would state that you would be happy to get her on birth control if she wants to. It might be met with an ew, like you said, Breeze. Or an eye roll, but it's good to throw it out there so she knows not to worry about how you would react if she asked. That's good, too. If you brought it up first instead of having to wait, then at least she trusts you a little bit more.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Listen, I mean, I think that this is a learning experience for your daughter, and I don't think that you should hinder that whatsoever, because I would rather her date now. And I know that parents are super like eerie about the whole dating at a certain age and things like that, but like I would rather them date now. Again, not a parent, I'll disclaim that. I would rather them date now and learn all this stuff while they're under your roof than when they're 20, get their first boyfriend, they're in college, they have no idea what's normal and what's not, and they have no one to look after the situation or oversee it to be like, hey, I don't really think that's how people in relationships should be talking to each other or should be treating each other. Because you can see it if they're living in your home. You can't see it if they're on their own in college, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. You know, I got a taste of what a toxic relationship really was when I was maybe 19, 20 years old. And at that time, I was still living at home. Mm-hmm. But it weighed on me so much, it was enough for my parents to ask, what's going Correct. On? And for me to open up and tell them. And they're like, that's not normal.
Correct.
That's not yeah. how that's that I'm is saying. Supposed to go. You're not yeah. supposed to feel that way. And yeah, I kind of agree 100% with you. Good morning, guys. As the mother of two grown women now, I understand it's scary. The idea that their worlds include young men is terrifying and thrilling at the same time. It's fun to see them blossom into young women and fall in love. Maybe. But it's also scary because at this age, hearts get broken a lot. I got a lot of good and bad info from my girls, but knew enough of what was going on to gently guide them. She will do great. Just be there for her. Yeah, it's not unusual that you're feeling this way, yeah. Mia.
Health teacher here. Please have the talk with your kid. It's so hard when a kid comes into our class with zero knowledge of anything.
Yeah.
Starting at ground zero.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. You're looking out for your daughter, and it could be hard to accept she's grown up. It's completely normal to feel this way. Be thankful she's dating a good kid and not some loser who's full of red flags. Yeah. All the girls in high school, they all want to date the jocks and the bad boys. Mm. I'm projecting.
Anyways,
I think it's good that you actually approve of this kid. That's
Yeah, of course.
Don't hesitate and second guess yourself because you are afraid of the actual act of her dating. It's not the kid. You know what I mean? And you sitting there and questioning, like, putting that energy and that fear into the kid more so than you're just not accepting the fact that your daughter's dating someone, period.
Right. Yeah.
Because it could be way worse. They could be dating a drug addict.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really aggressive.
But. Well, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
You like, I love him.
You like to party.
But Daddy, I love him.
You don't understand.
I'll fix him. You don't know him like I know him.
I'll fix him. That was my favorite line hearing from girls in high school.
I'll fix him.
You don't understand. He's a bad boy.
He's literally huffing a whipped cream can in the bathroom, but okay.
Whippets in the high school bathroom is crazy.
All right, let me get to one more. And I want to get to this message because it's a single dad. And I'm like, oh, this is a different perspective. Eric says, good morning, guys. Single dad here. And my 16-year-old daughter started dating recently. I had two options. Sit at the door with a gun and try to be that scary, tough dad.
Very dark.
Or have a relationship with her and not judge so she trusts that she can come to me if needed. As long as she's dating a good kid, be thankful. This is just part of life, but don't stress about it. All parents feel the way you do. Especially fathers.
Yeah.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Thank God my dad did not have a daughter. He'd be screwed. Be screwed. Thank you guys for all the messages.
You're the closest thing he's got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. Mia, you're going to be fine. It sounds like your daughter's going to be okay. She's dating a good kid.
For now. Sorry. I'm done.
This was helpful.
No, I don't think it was.
I know. I feel like I learned a lot.
I think we did have a couple useful bits of information.
I think so, too. Give yourself a little bit of credit, you know?
I think the only thing that was useful is Joe, and this is his last day. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
So tough.